Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. Kearsney Easter Rugby Festival has kicked off this morning with Milnerton High up against Peterhouse. That one currently underway. And for the first time, the festival, there'll be an under-16 girls tournament with the four teams clashing at Lunchmode Park versus High Adams College. That one kicking off at 12. At the same time, George Campbell face the Bikies, Richards Bay High School. And then long-serving captain Olisindiso Boy will become the first player to reach 50 test caps for the Springbok women in South Africa face Spain on Saturday. Now, Boy, already South Africa's most capped women's player, will reach the historic milestone 15 years after her debut against Kazakhstan in 2010. Now, coach Space De Bruyne, who's named an experienced squad for the first test of the 2025 season with the start of the Rugby World Cup in England only 129 days away, said Boy is a real example to those involved in the women's game.
If you look at our captain, it's Cindy, it's just unreal what she's done. The amount of games that they play compared to men's rugby, you can almost double it. So if you can reach 50 in women's rugby, you deserve a statue somewhere in South Africa, really, as a ladies captain. And what she brought to the team is unreal. So I just wish her well. And she's a great example to all the youngsters.
On the other end of the scale, Alicia Willemse could make her debut off the bench. And then the Hollybet Sharks have travelled to Scotland, where they face Sean Everett's Edinburgh in the United Rugby Championship tomorrow night. That one kicking off at 8:35. And then closing off with football, Arsenal are through to the semi-finals of the Champions League. Now, they've knocked out holders Real Madrid after a 2-1 win in the Spanish capital, with them progressing 5-1 on aggregate. Boss Mikel Arteta says the performance has left him full of pride.
For the manner and the way we did it, not only by the way we played, but as well with the circumstances and the amount of injuries that we have. So I think overall, I think it shows the character of this team, of this club, and is an eye to be very proud of.
Bukayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli got goals with their last 4 tie against Paris Saint-Germain. Up next, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team and off the bench for Sky Shabalala. I'm Faida Crouch.
Faida, before you go, Faida, where's my mic? Let's put my microphone on there. Faida.
There we go.
I didn't even think about that. It's the ex-Sharks coach who is coaching Edinburgh there. So they've got you know, a sports espionage.
Yeah, they're calling it a Biltong Derby or something.
Is that what they're calling it? Oh, that's going to be a fascinating game. Have you seen you've seen the team we're sending up there to Scotland?
Yeah.
That's proper.
It's crazy.
We're going to be the first people to invade Scotland and win.